In the next Assembly term, will the DUP continue to do everything it can to block same-sex marriage in Northern Ireland? Your manifesto is just one passing reference to this issue. Page 20. The DUP has, quote, stood by its commitment to family values and marriage and will continue to do so.
Yeah, well, I think
so the question, will the DUP continue to do everything it can to block same-sex marriage in Northern Ireland?
I don't think it'll come as any surprise to you or anybody listening that the DUP will continue with its clear and consistent view on this issue and will oppose any redefinition of marriage.
So you're not opening to listening to the community, not opening to changing your mind. It's set in stone, and that's the DUP policy forever.
Look, I think this is an issue, and there are many issues where, you know, we are clear and we have been consistent in our view. And it's not just, of course, the DUP in the Assembly who are, as much as some might want to characterise it as such, it's not just the DUP who are of this mind in the Assembly. There are people across a range of different parties who have supported.
You've been the leading lights on it, though, haven't you? You've been a very high-profile...
Well, certainly we
advocate
are
of it, which you're entitled to do within the Assembly.
And we're also we've been the biggest party in the Assembly, so perhaps that amplifies it a little as well. But we're not the only party in the Assembly who take that view. We're not the only, you know, there are individuals and other parties who have taken different views, and individuals within parties who have taken different views, but perhaps haven't voted on the issue.
Even if there is a majority of MLAs who vote for same-sex marriage in Northern Ireland, will you continue to use the petition of concern?
Well, you're talking
to
about
block it.
You're talking about, you know, hypothetical situations that may or may not happen
in the
happen.
Future. And that hypothetical's happened before, of course.
And it happened many, many times, and there was a very clear view of the Assembly at that time, which I think is reflective of a view that there is in wider Northern Ireland society. But, you know, this is something that, as I said, we have a clear and consistent view on. And, you know, we hold fast to the argument that marriage shouldn't be redefined. Northern Ireland is, of course, and again, some people try to portray Northern Ireland as a place apart in respect of this. Well, we're not the only country in the world. In fact, the majority of countries in the world have not redefined marriage.
So the question was, will you continue, even if the majority of MLAs vote for same-sex marriage, will your party continue to use a petition of concern?
The petition of concern is there, and it has been subject of some scrutiny. It was part of some discussions around the Fresh Start talks. We take each issue as it comes up in the Assembly and decide whether a petition of concern is appropriate or not. And we would do so with this issue and a range of other issues as they present themselves in the next Assembly term.
What does this mean? It's a pretty simple question, isn't it? If the majority of MLAs in the Assembly vote for same-sex marriage, will your party continue to use a petition of concern to block it?
Look, we are firm in our view on this issue, and look, we have used it.
The question is the petition of concern. We have used it.
I imagine that we would use it again if there is a threat to changing the definition of marriage, which we don't agree with.
Okay, and for those people who are listening to this program now who are gay, who want a sense that they're equal in this community, why can't they get married?
I will deal with the issue of around equality on this matter. This is, I have spoken several times in the debate around the several debates that there have been on same-sex marriage and redefining marriage, and both as a backbench Assembly member at a time, and also then in my role as finance minister with marriage law falling under that department's remit, and at no stage. And I would defy anybody to go back and look at the remarks that I made, or indeed any of my party colleagues made, and find any hostility towards anybody who is gay. None whatsoever.
Are you kidding? Are you kidding me? Your political party is the party that has used language like repulsed when they're talking about homosexuality, when they have used words like abomination. You've even claimed Hurricane Katrina was God's judgment on New Orleans because of a gay event. Your party has. Are you kidding me? Because you just said, or any other member of our party.
Well, I'm glad you clarified that, because I didn't say that. And I wish a
DUP councillor said that.
And if you listen to what I was saying, I said that I would defy anybody to go back and look at the contributions that were made in that debate. My contributions in that debate, and indeed anybody else who from the party who spoke in, I think there was four or maybe five debates on this issue over the last Assembly term. I can't remember specifically how many. And we have always been respectful and sought to be respectful of those who are gay and not say anything that was
when you say
offensive.
We, you mean the DUP?
Yes, in terms of their contributions in those on the debates on
no,
this issue.
No. Let's talk about the DUP's contribution to the whole debate as to how gay people are looked upon in this community. Is it time for your party, Simon Hamilton, to apologise to gay people in this country when your party has allowed members to talk about them being repulsed by their sexuality? Is it time for your party to stand up and say sorry?
People will have, for a range of different reasons, strong views on lots of different matters. And, you know, like, I think that people, no matter what their background, no matter what their sexuality, what their race, what their religion, they're all valuable members of Northern Ireland society, and I think we should be respectful of others in the way we
Is your
wish
party repulsed by black people? Is your party repulsed by Chinese people? Or are some members of your party just repulsed by people who are gay, Simon?
Don't be ridiculous. Don't be ridiculous. And, you know, I'm coming at this issue on the basis of we should be respect. This is an issue and a debate, but sometimes does descend into this sort of level, and it should be one that is held respectfully and not, you know, where people are calling each other names or saying things that are. I think that this is a debate and discussion loses something when we get to that.
Well,
level.
I
think that we should raise a standard.
I can
of this
move
debate,
this on
just as we do raise a standard of other debate.
Well, I can move this on. Do you think the DUP should give a commitment to gay people in Northern Ireland that never again will they use language about someone's sexuality like repulsed, abomination, or indeed blame a hurricane on God's judgment on a gay event?
I don't want anybody, and I'm sure most people, vast, vast, vast majority, if not everybody in Northern Ireland would agree, that we don't want anybody to say anything that offends or hurts anybody on the basis of their race, religion, political background, or indeed their sexuality as well. So, you know, this is an issue where, and I made the point around, you know, the contributions in the debate were sought to be balanced. They didn't seek to be inflammatory in any way. They sought to be balanced around the issue. And you mentioned the issue of equality, and you know, we made points in the debate around how it actually wasn't an equality issue.
My question, Simon, is will your party give a commitment that it will not use language that has been used in the past by members of your party, like repulsed? That's a very strong word about a human being,
or
indeed a human being's sexuality. To be fair to them, they weren't describing the human being, they were describing the act and the sexual orientation. Is your party at a stage, fresh start, where it will not describe someone's sexuality like that?
I can't control what anybody will say, but clearly we don't want... We don't want anybody to be saying, and whether they're in our party or not in our party or in other parties, saying things about people which are offensive or hurtful.
I've only one other question, then we'll move on. Is it natural to be gay?
Look, there are people who, you know, are gay, and I believe that that is the way that they are. They're born. That's their part of their makeup, and you know that's just who they are, and I respect everybody who's, you know, like,
so that's the way they're born, so it's natural to be gay.
I don't always agree with the policy positions that people who are homosexual take, you know, and I think I'm entitled, and this is, you know, one of those things that I think
absolutely
concern.
And that's about gay marriage.
Yes,
and we've moved on from that.
Yes, and I think sometimes the debate around these issues, you know, we're told that if we take a different view to that, we are told that we are intolerant. But actually, you know, it's perfectly normal and right to take a different policy position.
Of course, it is.
But that is distinct and different from the person themselves, and I can respect the person.
Yeah,
I can respect the person, but disagree with their view on a range
of
different
issues. And I do want to move on. So a yes or no answer would be perfect. Is it natural to be gay?
Well, you know, people are gay. That is the way they are. You know, and it is not for me, you know, to judge whether
it's not for you to say yes or no.
It's not for me to judge them or how they are the way that they are any more than it is for them to judge me. But